Continuing our locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet alongside here Jordan Brockman, head coach of the girls basketball team of Valley Heights, and also a nice 2-0 start here to the season. Big win over Marysville last Thursday, 54-37, and a good win, a tough fought out win, especially against Axtell on Tuesday, 41-37. Coach, tell me about these two wins here that has helped start your year 2-0.
Well, we're happy. I mean, those are two great opponents, and Marysville has some nice pieces, and they're in a deep team, and they play a lot of girls, and we're happy to come away with the win there. And then Axtell was really a tough, hard fought game, a grinded out game, and it could have gone either way. And both teams, I was really impressed. The Axtell girls, they played their tails off, and our girls gave it everything. And no, it was just a kind of a gritty, traditional TVL game, and we're going to see a lot of those this year. So it was nice to see us come out on top.
Yeah, and I had the blessing of being able to be there, call that game. As you mentioned, kind of fun throughout and through at halftime. Axtell had the lead 15-12. You know, you guys kind of played that game knit and tuck there until that third quarter, which you took the lead. And ever since that point, that game kind of just went into your favor, that final of 41-37. You kind of go through that game. Me and Vermitten spent a lot of time there on the bench in foul trouble. But Ava Smith, she stepped up in a pretty miraculous way. She finished that game with 17 points, nearly a double-double there. On the books. So you talk about a player like Smith, an All-State Caldwell player, a first-teamer. You know, what was her role last game there for you against Axtell, and just how important she was able to play and fulfill that in that victory?
Well, I think it was a defensive battle, and both teams did a really good job of making it hard to come across points. And, you know, that shows with the scoreboard being 15-12 at halftime. I wasn't pleased. I'm sure Coach Brockman wasn't pleased either. So Ava being able to step up and find the basket, that really helped us. Kind of felt like it took the lid off of it for us. We couldn't hit a shot the first half. And once we started to see it go in, it made us, I guess, our shooters believe that it was going to. And that helped a bit.
In that second half as well, you hit three threes on it. Lindsey Gray hit one. Josie Parker sliced one, and also Paige Miller. So, again, you know, you talk about the rough shooting that first half, but your team made the adjustment, shot better in the second half. I mean, what is that kind of a tribute there? Confidence, what was the chat like there in that halftime for you and your team?
Well, we were rushing shots. We were not patient enough offensively, and we were rushing shots. And really, I don't think we ever gave them a chance to go in. I don't think our feet were always set. I don't think we were lined up properly. And so we were just rushing things. We had impatient offensive possessions. And we kind of talked to the kids about just having better ball control. And if you're a scorer, the ball will find you when you need to score. And just having patience to understand that. And no need to force the issue. Just trust that the ball will find you in open space. And I think our girls bought into that a little better the second half. Still not as good as we'd like, but that definitely improved.
Well, real quick, a quick note of your upcoming games on the schedule. You got Riley County out of the Big East on Friday, and you also face another 3A Big East opponent in Nemaha Central next Tuesday. So you go up in a higher classification here, Riley County, Nemaha Central. What's the expectations in both of these games, and how are you going to continue this win streak to start the season?
Well, they're both schools that are traditionally very, very good. I mean, Riley County historically has been great. They're very well coached. Same with Nemaha Central. So they're great non-league games for us. You kind of feel like you're the underdog in them because you're a smaller school. So we like that. We like to embody that role. And we're just kind of ready to continue to see what we're made of, I guess. We still have some question marks for us to see who's going to come off the bench for us and contribute positive minutes. So that's kind of, we're still trying to find ourselves.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thanks for jumping in here and joining us for week number two of Locker Room Chats.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was head coach Jordan Brockman of the Lady Mustangs of Valley Heights. Again, Valley Heights continues their play on Friday against Riley County and against Nemaha Central next Tuesday.